This call is now being recorded.
Hi, all. Thanks again for joining us here at Groundwork Forum and the Groundwork Forum podcast. Today, I believe we have a very interesting call on hand here. I have a good friend of mine, and actually, I'm invested in his company. It's a company called Atossa Genetics. Dr. Stephen Quay is an accomplished physician scientist that has many patents to his name. And I'm so excited to have him for a few minutes today to tell us a little bit about himself. Hi, Stephen. I haven't done you justice. Can you give us a little more color on who Stephen Quay is?
Sure, John. I appreciate the opportunity here. So, yes, grew up in Michigan, got an MD and PhD from the University of Michigan, further training at MIT and Harvard in the residency program at the Mass General. Taught at Stanford for about 10 years when I started my first company, and I've invented five drugs that are FDA approved in five companies here before Atossa Genetics. But I really think what I'm going to do here with Atossa, if successful, will change the medical landscape more than anything I've ever done in my life.
Really? That's a strong statement, because you've done a lot. Stephen, can you give us a little more color on backing up that statement? What have you got going here?
Well, my comparison is that the first drug I invented, OmniScan, has been used in about 70 million people to assist in MRI imaging to see tumors in the brain and spine and multiple sclerosis and things. But here at Atossa, we have an end-to-end solution for breast cancer, where we have programs in prevention, in treatment, and in maintenance of cancer-free states, all three major areas. And breast cancer is clearly one of the most important unmet medical needs we have currently.
Agreed. As you know, it hits home. As my mom was diagnosed a couple years ago, like so many of our listeners probably have someone close to them that's been affected, it definitely hits home. And, you know, one of the things that, that I have on my mind, and maybe others do too, is why do we wait until someone is diagnosed to begin treating them? Is there a way, or is there something you're working on that could help us prevent someone from, having breast cancer? Do you have some comments on that?
Yeah, there is, John. I mean, up until very, very recently, we didn't have signals in a woman that we could measure, reproducibly, that would indicate that she was at high risk of breast cancer. We now know, however, that when a mammogram comes back and a woman has what's called high breast density, basically the mammogram is much wider than the average mammogram, two things happen. It masks cancers, so the whiteness of the background in the breast masks the whiteness of a small circular tumor, so that's point one. But point two is that general whiteness means that that woman's breast has a biology that puts her at 5 to 6-fold increased risk of breast cancer. It's as if she has a sister or an aunt who has breast cancer. So having this signal of breast density that we can measure with a machine, that, with two decimal points of accuracy, and knowing that an oral drug, which has a lot of toxicities, but nonetheless can lower density and then lower cancer by 50%, gave me the window to say, okay, fine. I like the efficacy of this drug. I don't like the side effects from systemic exposure. What can I do? Well, maybe I can give it topically, get it absorbed into the breast, and not have those systemic side effects that prevent women from using it. And that, in fact, is the program we have with topical endoxifen. This last year, we did a phase 1 trial where we successfully showed that there were no systemic side effects. We weren't seeing any of the side effects from this class of drugs. And we were getting tiny, tiny amounts in the bloodstream. So we knew that it went from the skin into the breast and into the bloodstream. Quite a successful phase 1 trial that we reported on about 2 months ago.
Interesting. And I think you also, at Atossa Genetics, also have gone through, some rounds of financing. And then recently you brought in, I believe it was $5.5 million. So that puts you in pretty good state, I think, for development through some significant milestones over the next year. Is that how you see it? And from a financial standpoint?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everything you do in the pharmaceutical industry costs money, and we've been benefited from shareholders who have seen the vision that we have here and invested this last year to help us make 2018 a really big phase two clinical trial year for us.
Well, I'm certainly excited to see where you're going to be taking this company. You know, as far as, I guess, getting back on the overall, issues that face women and face men and women, actually, maybe you could speak to that when it comes to breast cancer, an overall sort of issue. And, you know, is this going to be the focus of Atossa on a go-forward basis as a whole? And how do you see this, you know, can you give us an overall picture again, a little bit more color on that and sort of how it affects men and women?
Absolutely, yes. And as you pointed out, John, about 1% of breast cancers occur in men. So this is, this is a disease that affects both genders. But if you think about breast care, breast cancer treatment in sort of three phases. There's a prevention phase. There's a treatment phase when you've just been diagnosed. It's about 3 or 4 months long. And then there's a maintenance phase of about 5 years when you try to prevent recurrences. We've been very strategic in designing programs for each of those three phases. We basically have the whole landscape covered. So I've just spoken about our topical program in prevention. In the area of treatment, I again looked strategically at what was going on and what the unmet need was. And there are some cancers where a woman will get 2 or 3 months of chemotherapy and then have surgery and then have radiation. By the time she's going into the surgical suite, she has no hair, she's lost weight, she's quite sick from the systemic side effects that she's had trying to sort of kill the cancer before the surgery. I said that doesn't make sense. So what we did was invent procedures, catheters, and processes where we can actually deliver the same drugs that are given systemically, deliver them locally down the natural pathways from the nipple into the breast to kill the cancer before surgery, but kill it locally without getting all those systemic side effects. And then finally, once a woman is done with the surgery and done with radiation, she then will typically go on 5 years of maintenance drugs. And the current maintenance therapy fails in about 50% of women. So again, we said, why is that? What can we do about that? And so we have an oral program with a drug called endoxifen, which addresses the basic metabolic problem in half of women that prevent them from getting therapy. So if you think of prevention, treatment, and maintenance, Atossa has a program that's addressing each of the unmet needs in those three areas. Very comprehensive.
Wow. It's truly exciting to hear where you're going with this company, and certainly for the treatment of all the patients that suffer breast cancer. Would you offer anything else out to the listeners today? Anything that they should be doing with their family members, anyone, you know, that's close to them that they, you know, before being treated today, what can they do today? In anticipation of you getting these drugs and treatments approved, what should they be doing? Yeah. Is there any general advice you give them?
Yeah, a little bit. So there's two kinds of risk factors for breast cancer that in the medical field we talk about. There's modifiable and non-modifiable. So you know, you're stuck with your genetics. You're stuck with if you have early menarche, if you start having periods at a young age, that's a slightly increased risk. Or if you have, you know, very late menopause, that's an increased risk. So you can't do much about those. The few current modifiable risk factors are sort of exercise, alcohol, and inflammation. And so getting more exercise, not being overweight, which is a risk factor for breast cancer, not drinking alcohol excessively, which is a risk factor for breast cancer, not having sort of general inflammation. So being sure, you know, you're eating a very healthy diet and getting, you know, lots of omega-3 fatty acids and things is the best you can do. And those are probably worth about 15% modification in your long-term risk. The thing we like about, you know, our topical is we're looking at maybe a 50 or 60% reduction in breast cancer going forward. So that's what drives us in the pharmaceutical area, because the non-pharmaceutical options are real, but much more limited.
Thank you, Stephen. I think we got a lot. You give us a lot of hope. and excitement where you're taking Atossa, but also how you're treating, kind of bring forward these treatments for breast cancer. And I look forward to learning more. And one last thing, is there anything else you'd like us to know today? Any other topic you'd like to talk about before we sign off and maybe tune in again in January with you?
Yeah, no, John, just the framework is that 2017 was a foundational year where we did phase one trials to show that our drugs work and that they're safe and that they can be applied to the various areas that we have. And 2018 will be a really exciting year for me because now we'll be in patients and we'll be looking at clinical endpoints and we'll be taking one more step toward what we hope is, FDA approval for these important medicines.
Well, fantastic. Well, definitely, I'll be staying tuned in, and I'm sure many of the Groundwork Forum members will be coming back with more questions. So we look forward to hearing from you in the months ahead and also from Atossa Genetics. By the way, everyone, the Atossa Genetics trades under the symbol on the NASDAQ, ATOS, Alpha Tom Oscar Sam, ATOS. We have a company dedicated page on our website, and we're always putting out materials on that. Expect to have a report in the market sometime soon. And so please come forward with any questions after, as you always do. And thank you for, again, Stephen, for taking the time. And thank you for your work in the space and all of the contributions you've had previous to this with the other companies and drugs you've got approved. So, again, thank you. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, John. I appreciate your help here as well. Take care.